ran into Mr. Brian Coots from Seabank.
Nice
How are
to
you?
See you? I'm well. Nice to see you in person finally.
I know. This is the great thing about these conferences. We live in such a digital world.
That's
that is great
true.
To do a face-to-face thing every once in a while.
You look better in person than over Skype, so there you go.
Even more scary. All right. Hey, so what are you hearing at the show this, the past couple day or so, and what trends, issues are you hearing?
Well, this is our second NAFQ annual, and what's interesting about this particular show is it was a year ago in Montreal that we launched our whole partnership with NAFQ, the interview we did with Brandy a couple of weeks ago. So it's been great. We were kind of reflecting over some of the stats that we've had since that partnership. And just this morning, some of my folks sent me the numbers. It's several thousand new credit union members since we launched the partnership. They've downloaded, I think it's 180,000 documents from Seabank just in that time, all NAFQ.
Is that all?
So, yeah. Well, and it kind of ties to what we've been hearing here as well, which is this compliance issue is continuing to become more and more important in the credit union space. Mm-hmm. And so we had a couple of conversations this morning with some folks and we're talking about some of the stats. So I think that's still the theme. And I'm just really happy that the partnership's working out the way it has been so far.
So, I mean, what are you talking with people about here at the show? Obviously, you're here roaming the floors, got a booth, all that good stuff. I mean, what are you talking to attendees about?
Well, we've been talking to them a lot about just introducing them to Seabank again, making sure that they know that we have the partnership with NAFQ and why did they do the partnership. So, a lot of folks have heard of us. Some folks still haven't heard of us. So we're just doing a lot of just basic introduction to Seabank sorts of things. And then we're also here talking to a lot of the vendors because we've started to introduce vendors into the network as well.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, vendors are very helpful. Vendors have a lot of information to share. Actually, just last week we had a vendor share some information about TRID. Mm-hmm. And it was highly regarded. Lots of downloads of her documents related to that from credit unions as well as banks. So those are the kinds of things we're talking about.
Wow. Yeah. Gosh, exciting. So what's new at Seabank these days? I mean, you guys are growing like crazy.
We are.
With, not only on the banking side, but on the credit union side as well, which is one of your big goals for partnering with NAFQ. So sounds like things are on a nice upward trend for you guys.
They are. And we've been spending a lot of time thinking more about things that we can do to help CEOs and CFOs of banks and credit unions. So we're working on a solution that will help to do some interesting peer analysis that will be coming out soon, and most likely we'll be giving that away to CEOs and CFOs as a free asset for them. And then just like I mentioned before, a lot of what we're focused on is how do we bring the vendor community, who really wants to get inside of our network. I mean, we have a great, engaged audience of bank and credit union folks. But how do we do that in a way that's helpful to our members, not just a bunch of salesy, spammy ads? So that's a lot of what we're focused on.
Yeah, because that's what's happening with LinkedIn right now and a lot of other things. It's just like...
Wait, you mean Microsoft or LinkedIn?
Oh, I forgot.
$28 billion. Yeah, wow. That's a
identity crisis.
Yeah, exactly. So you're right. A lot of the issues that LinkedIn has is... It all of the forums quickly turn into vendor spam in a sales pitch, right? And so, what we are is a LinkedIn of sorts, but very, very focused, only focused on the banking industry and credit unions as well.
Yeah, and keeping it educational, because that's where everybody benefits. If you keep it educational, everybody benefits. You know, a few folks benefit from a sales pitch, that's okay. But man, when you keep it educational, everybody.
Yeah, we like to tell vendors who come in, help yourself by being helpful.
Yeah.
Right? Whenever a credit union is thinking about a new technology partner in the future, who are they going to think about? They're going to think about the guy that was really helpful, helped them solve problems. So that's a lot of what we're focused on right now.
It's a thing called trust.
It's a thing called trust. You got it. Right. Relationship marketing and trust. Exactly.
Last question for you, Brian. What do you hope to accomplish at the show here? What's your mission here?
I really came to show our support to Anthony and Dan and the rest of the team at NAFQ. I think it's an amazing organization. They've been very gracious with the partnership so far and helping to get the word out about Seabank. I mean, it helps their members as well. So we, mainly wanted to come just to show our support with them. We've sponsored a few things here for NAFQ. But then it's really just continuing to help them get the word out and talk about the free resource that's available for NAFQ members.
Awesome. So, yep. Great message to end on. Brian Coontz, Seabank, everybody.